This body and breath meditation is designed to help you cultivate the skill of settling and grounding yourself in the present moment. You could do it either lying down, on a mat or a rug, or sitting on a firm, straight-backed chair or a cushion or meditation bench. If you're lying down, allowing your legs to be uncrossed, with your feet falling away from each other and your arms lying alongside and slightly away from your body. If you're sitting on a chair, allowing your feet to be flat on the floor with your legs uncrossed, and seeing if it's possible for your hips to be a little higher than your knees, perhaps by putting a cushion on the seat of the chair, so the feet can be flat on the floor and there's a sense of stability in the body as you sit. Your spine straight, but not stiff, letting the shoulders be relaxed and your facial expression soft. Taking time to find a posture that best supports your intention to be really awake and present right now. Allowing your eyes to close if that feels comfortable, or lowering your gaze. Now, when you're ready, gathering your attention and moving it to your feet. Noticing any sensations there may be here, in the toes, the soles and instep, the heels, and the top of the feet. Now including the ankles as well. Until you're holding both feet and ankles center stage in awareness. If there are no sensations, simply registering a blank. This is perfectly okay. We're not trying to make anything happen. We're simply noticing what's already here in each region of the body when the attention arrives. So keeping the attention here on the feet, so you're able to notice if any sensations, no matter how fleeting, should appear. If you are able to feel some sensations, noticing how they come and go, change and flux, becoming curious, a sort of friendly interest. Now expanding your attention to take in the lower legs. Then the knees. Then the thighs. Until you're holding both legs center stage in awareness. Noticing whatever physical sensations there may be here right now. Remembering that there's no right way to feel. There's no need to try to control anything. So letting go of the tendency to want things to be a certain way. allowing things to be just as they are. Now expanding your attention again up the body to the pelvis and hips. Then to the lower back and the lower abdomen. And moving up the body to the chest in front, right up to the collarbones, and up the back, right up to the shoulder blades, noticing all the physical sensations in the upper body. Now expanding your attention again, this time to include the left arm. Then the right arm. And then right across the shoulders. The neck. And the face and head. Until you're holding the whole body in awareness now. Seeing if it's possible to allow all the sensations in the body to be just as they are. Letting go into this moment. Fully present, here and now, with the body as it is. Now, at a certain point, focusing your attention on the sensations of the breath as it moves in and out of the body, in particular in the lower abdomen, noticing the changing patterns of physical sensations here, If you like, you can place your hand here for a few breaths and feel the belly rising and falling. Being fully alive to the sensations that are created by each breath as it comes, and each one as it goes. Noticing the pauses in between. There's no need to go out looking for sensations. Simply receiving the in-breath and letting go on each out-breath. Receiving, letting go. Receiving, letting go. Again and again. Sooner or later, you'll probably find that the mind wanders away from the breath to thinking, planning, remembering, daydreaming. When this happens, there's no need to criticize yourself in any way. No need even to rush back to the breath. Instead, taking a moment to see clearly where the mind had wandered to. Then, when you're ready, gently escorting your attention back to the breath. Seeing the mind wandering as an opportunity to cultivate patience and compassion as you bring the attention back over and over again. Reminding yourself that noticing that the mind has gone and bringing it back, this is meditation. This is the practice. And now, continuing to practice this by yourself, coming back to the breath whenever the mind wanders, allowing the breath to ground you in the present moment. remembering that the body and breath are always available to you to help you take a pause, whatever's going on, offering a place of stillness and of peace in the midst of it all, so that you can deal more skillfully with the ups and downs of your day, but also so you can notice more of the small beauties and pleasures that we often take for granted as your day unfolds from moment to moment.